This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The company was back on my show back in April. That we're talking about DNA Brands, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DNAX. And with us today is the president of the company. We're very fortunate to have him, Mr. Bernard Rubin. Bernard, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of what your company is about, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Well, DNA has been a beverage company historically, and the brands were launched in 2011, and the company recently has been restructured, and my company, Better For You Brands, has just been acquired by DNA Brands, and we're planning to launch the DNA brand again, and also planning to integrate the Neo part of the business that we have, which is alkaline water.
Why did you guys do the deal with DNA Brands?
Well, it's a really, firstly, I have a great deal of respect for Adrian, the CEO. You know, for the last few years, he's demonstrated a lot of tenacity and perseverance, which I can identify with. The acquisition gives us the opportunity and the vehicle to pursue expansion plans. We've got some incredible brands. They're all synonymous with our quest to provide scientifically formulated superior hydration. You know, it makes a lot of sense to co-market these brands. And, secondly, we make a really good team. You know, running a beverage company is one part of it, but operating and building a public company requires a completely different skill set.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you think your immediate priorities will be?
Well, I have several, you know. But first and foremost, I need to consolidate and integrate the Neo operation, you know, under DNA Brands. Neo as a brand, you know, it's an alkaline water, phenomenal product. It's got so much untapped potential. The brand not only resonates well with consumers, it's got incredible distribution potential throughout Unify and KeHE. You know, so aligning retailers and distributors with our vision is going to be an essential step, you know, for us to succeed. And we'll also be adding new products to the lineup. We've just finished the R&D on a CBD infused water, and we're looking to do a soft relaunch of the DNA energy drink. But with a difference, you know, we're looking at taking DNA into specific markets and channels. But there's a lot in development as we speak, and our aim is to operate in high-growth beverage categories.
Where do you see the biggest opportunities, whether it be domestic or internationally?
Well, right now, you know, globally, CBD-infused products are on fire. And, you know, we've developed a CBD oxygenated infused water range, and that'll be put very soon. And in fact, our first batch of samples are due next week for sign-off. And, you know, with the legislation being amended on hemp and CBD products at the moment, and then adding our newly acquired distribution platform, we're expecting this to be a very big part of our business going forward in the U.S. and with our international distribution partners. Our business model is lean and efficient. We outsource our production with various co-packers. We can produce our products anywhere in the world. They're not source specific. And we've developed some phenomenal relationships with distributors and co-packers. You know, so bottling our product as close to the consumer is an essential requirement to keep our costs in check, and we have that flexibility with Neo and DNA as brands.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is DNA Brands, Inc. You can find them on the OTC market under the ticker symbol DNAX, trading around 11 cents a share. And with us today is the president of the company, Bernard Rubin. Bernard, let me ask you this. How are you guys going to scale the business going forward? You're bringing two companies together. Do you have a roadmap in place?
We most certainly do. And it's a very well thought out plan going forward, and there are different phases that will kick in at different points. But our main objective is to hit critical mass really fast. You know, critical mass is required to pay the bills and to be profitable. You know, we need to grow our business so that the sales volume and the resulting margins can be reinvested into our infrastructure. We want to build on our distribution, and we want to create a profitable organization. You know, we're operating with alkaline water. We're operating in a market segment that's grown over 40% since 2013 per year.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal.
It is.
You know, and to be playing in that market is such an exciting opportunity for us. And those are the type of categories that we want to participate in. You know, so being involved with the forward strategy of the company is looking at strategic partnerships, alliances, distribution partners, but more importantly, we're actually in the process of putting a growth by acquisition strategy together. So we're looking at a number of acquisitions, and obviously they need to make sense for us and for shareholders, you know, for our current competence in distribution. And of course, they need to complement our current brands. So we're looking at that pretty seriously. And during the course of 2019, we'll be moving towards at least two acquisitions. And we're looking at some well-known brands that we plan to bring into our portfolio.
Well, let's talk about partnerships. There's a rumor on campus saying that you guys are in talks with some professional teams, professional soccer players that are interested. What is it going to be their role?
Well, you know, we're aligning our brands to sport, starting with soccer as the superior hydration option. We'll become really a part of our integrated marketing strategy. And a big part to building the brands will be to align these activities that resonate with consumers. You know, the soccer or football in the UK, as it's called, is a great start for us and an excellent opportunity to showcase our brands, you know, the nutrition, superior hydration, electrolyte replacement, improved cognitive performance. Those are just some of the benefits that our brands deliver. So participating in a platform like soccer or football is a natural place for our brands to grow and develop.
I concur.
You know, the group that we're in partnership with is a company called SRP Equip Limited, and they're based in the United Kingdom, and they're young guys consisting of three professional soccer players led by Latif Alfred Aliyo. And they're going to play a big role helping us set up distribution in the UK and in West Africa, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Nigeria is the fourth largest carbonated soft drink market in the world after Germany, UK, and the USA.
Wow, I did not know that.
So they have the Nigerian market pretty well wrapped up with their current distribution business in the cosmetic field. They do the Replay deodorant distribution in Nigeria. So they've got it pretty well taped up, and that's on the agenda for 2019, is to roll out with some of our brands into those markets. And, you know, it's, the flip side to all of this is that as Premier and Championship League players in the UK, they've also built a great network that we can tap into, you know, for potential distribution partnerships and product endorsements. And, you know, the plan is really to get the endorsement from our own guys, from Latif, from Saido Berahino, who's playing for Stoke City at the moment, and from Romain Sawyers with Brentford. Romain is from the Caribbean, and we intend leveraging those endorsements on our products in those markets and coordinating promotion and marketing plans around that. And then, you know, expanding the same strategy into the US with Major League Soccer. So we're hoping to pick up a couple of rising stars in MLS I won't mention specifically which teams we have on on our minds.
we're kind of running out of time, but I do want to get to this final question. What would you want your investors and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Long-term sustainable growth. We're here. We're all in it together. We all want to make money. We all want to prosper. And this is not a short-term flash in the pan. We're building a beverage business, and we're going global.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've been listening to Bernard Rubin. He's the president of DNA Brands. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DNAX. They're trading at around 10 or 11 cents a share. Very undervalued here under $1 million market cap. Bernard, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Anytime you want to come back, please do. Give us an update. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your brand.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.